タドトラロルラタドラロラロ。This fucking sandwich. Look at that fucking beautiful motherfucking.
Look at that biscuit.
The biscuit is so fucking lit. The biscuit.
The cheese is the orange cheese, as fuck.
The egg parfait. Like, it's fluffy. Thick and fluffy. Oh, mama.
You know my favorite part?
What?
The jam on there.
The jam, bitch. I knew the jam was going to be good. It's good. It's so good. And those pastries, I don't know what they did right, but they did everything right.
They squirted into it.
They fucking squirted into it. That's so right. But the pastries.
You know how Maddie had that tattoo that said lean into it? What if I got a tattoo that said squirt into it?
Mama.
It was from a Waxahachie song. It wasn't lean in. It was lean into it.
Squirt into me.
Squirt into it.
It's a tramp stamp. Squirt into it. The pastry, though, I like some other bakeries in Philly. Those pastries are the best.
Pastries. Not vape.
Yeah, but it's...
My mom took my vape!
Those vapes are bad. I've had one. They're bad.
Sorry. Back. Yeah. This is the best pastry.
The best pastry I've had in Philadelphia. Best pastry I've had maybe anywhere. The pastries are so good.
What about Iboli?
I mean, that's different. Ishboli.
That's what it is when we go there.
That's so true.
Skittily.
Skittily, mama.
That's my favorite Pokemon.
I had to put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Vine.
Yeah, mama. Vine, it's what a reliable and beautiful source of...
It is an evergreen source of memory.
Yeah, it's so deep. The catalog runs so deep, too.
Like, if you want to go viral, ladies, just do a Vine sound.
Do a Vine. Yeah.
Just, I was going to say crazy back then. Mm-hmm. Like, what's another... Like, what's an onion? I mean... Because my pussy pops severely. That's it.
Yeah.
Not someone... Someone needs to do a Vogue remix of that.
Yeah, I mean... If someone...
Ha ha! Ha ha!
Ha ha!
It could be us.
Ha. My pussy pops severely, and yours don't.
Why are you mad? Why are you...
Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
But if someone else does it before us,
yeah,
you know what that means.
What does that mean?
We're influencing culture because we listen to our podcast. Right. Do it, listeners.
What we should just become like influenced. You deserve it. It's so good.
This girl, you're worth this. You deserve.
Mama.
Wanna Birkin, but she a hurt.
Wanna Birkin, but she a hurting.
I got a Birkin.
Bitch, I saw a knockoff Gucci, a flat Gucci bag, which are so popular right now, with like the monogram print.
I don't know what Gucci is.
I know about that. I know about Gucci. But what's her tea?
Father, son, and house of Gucci. That's the song.
Father, son, and house of Gucci.
Wait, listen to this.
Wait.
Should we synchronize? We're crossing the streams, ladies.
You ready?
No, wait. Three.
Wait.
Yeah, get it like that so we can both. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Oh! Cheers, mama.
Cheers.
You can have a ciggy. Uh-huh. A cigarette and a sugar-free monster. God said, hey.
God said literally 666, though.
So. Oh, that's why we're recording. It's been 5 minutes. Pause. Till the broke boy suck my paws. I get so in my door. I have a light. Fine.
You don't, bitch.
I need a cigarette holder.
I know. They probably have one at that dollar store, bitch.
Oh my god, you're totally right. They would.
That dollar store is so lit.
You know what's so lit?
Also, we love the old ladies who are...
I got like, complimented by, I got called honey on the, sugar. No, I got called sugar on the way in and honey on the way out. So, the only person who rebuked me there was the cashier, and she should have.
Yeah, she said the devil's not there. I was like, 666, and she was like, yeah,
the devil's not there. So, Anna and I went to the dollar store, which is lit. It's a really good dollar store.
Don't tell them.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where it is, though. I will influence you to watch them. Haha, why you mad? Because my pussy possibly. Why you mad? Bitch? Why you mad, bitch?
Haha, bitch. Why you mad?
You should go listen to that. But don't go to my dollar store. I need... Like, it's a dollar store that true... Like, I don't... We need to keep that secret. Like, you all don't need to be coming to my good dollar store.
That place is pure somehow.
They had Senorita perfume, which I'm going to get. I'm going to get some of the dollar store perfume, but we wanted to get monsters. I wasn't sure if I was going to get a green monster, like a traditional monster or a white monster, but you know, sometimes you want to hold a thick white monster, if you know what I mean.
I like that it's light, you know, it's like refreshing.
It's refrescante.
Anyway, I popped those two monsters up on the counter, and then my co-host grabs a cross.
I was just looking at the little accessorinas.
The accessorinas were kind of tight. So you grab a cross with the evil eyes.
It's blue. It has these beautiful blue gems.
And you were like, how much is this? And she was like, $1. And then she was like,
and okay. I plop it down.
And we're getting it. Like, our new total is $6.66. And you don't notice.
I wasn't paying attention.
You're
I was
living
looking.
Your life. And I was just like, fuck.
Because Anna was paying for the first time.
I was honestly thinking of, oh, bitch, don't get me started. And I was,
bitch!
And I was like, your eyes are beautiful. You know that, right? Anyway, 666, and I wanted to tell her that my phone number ended in 666. She was like, devil's number.
And I was like, wait, really?
But those women, the women that we engaged with, at least liked you, but... We did compliment her top. She was sweet.
Well, I also held the door for her.
Right.
Just like, I don't know, maybe like in West Philadelphia, all the white people are crazy rude. But I'm crazy rude sometimes.
Yeah, but like not to aunties.
I really do try not, like, the people, I don't want to be rude to aunties because like they really, if the aunties like me, I can stay in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Like. But I might actually move further west. But is that just gentrification?
Why? Oh, when you...
If I move further west, I'm just, like, expand. Because, like, right now I'm living in the middle of gentrification.
When you buy a property?
I don't know.
We don't have to talk about that again.
Let's leave that until at least later today. Because there might be an update on that in the future.
All right. Well, if, you know...
But we're not going to talk about it. So, okay. Wait, and then we were walking... So, and then we went to Honeysuckle Provisions, which
Mama,
I will... Is, honestly...
Name drop that shit.
Yeah,
so
you guys
tight.
Should be going there. Like, I really want them to be famous.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet their fried chicken is really good. I've never had it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's, like, definitely at least partially Haitian.
It's so fucking good.
It's really good.
The scrap, the vegetarian.
There's a doll of George Washington Carver.
Black Eyed Peas scrapple is so fucking tight.
But what's even better, we got two pastries. Anna, do you want to describe them?
Mama. Well, one of them's like an almond cream with like a apple butter or something. Oh my god, that shit's good.
Wait, which one? The cookie one?
No. The cookie.
The Celia Cruz?
Celia Cruz.
No, it's guava.
Oh, bitch.
It's
That's
guava.
So
yes, obviously.
And then the other one's coconut.
Let's just do a little bite. Here, will you hold this for a second?
Oh, my God.
She's going to smoke our both cigarettes. Which one do you like more?
Well, I like my cigarette because it's a bit longer. I think the almond one is... That one's so good, but the almond one is my favorite.
Mm, oh, God.
Because of the guava, bitch.
The guava is so good. And Celia Cruz.
Yeah, it's named after an absolute queen.
You just have the last of it.
No, because I already had... You deserve to eat it.
You deserve to eat it. Have another bite.
I'll try to bite. Oh!
Listener, I just want you to know how little is left. I'll take a bite. You deserve to have it. Just finish it then.
Don't you dare.
Oh no, it's hitting the second tower. I love those videos where it's people filming something mundane on in a really opportune moment. So mm-hmm. there's that one of those people. Is this mine? Mm-hmm. There's that one of those people drinking. Are you drinking? No, it's just apple juice. Oh my god! And it's 9/11. But the better one is those gay men doing like Dungeons and Dragons or trivia or Trivial Pursuit or something. And then they're watching the news and they're like, Princess Diana was hit by a car. And then they find out she died.
What gays? Ancient gays?
Yeah. White homosexuals. Us.
Yeah, but...
Honestly, if we had been alive in the 80s, but weren't... But if we had somehow escaped...
If I'd been alive in the 80s, I would be a woman of the night.
If I were alive in the 80s, I would be... I would be a woman in a hospital bed.
In HIV. Mama, that's too real right now. I can't talk about HIV.
Born late enough to escape HIV, born early enough to escape super gonorrhea.
Mama.
Born. Hopefully.
Mama, we hope. Super gonorrhea.
I think Arun was like, you're gonna get super gonorrhea.
No, bitch.
Oh, Arun thinks also that yeah. there's someone who's stalking me and repeatedly drugging me when I go out.
Oh my fucking god.
And it's like, that's kind of... I don't think that's true.
We need to stop. Or you need to not go out alone.
He thinks it even happens when I'm not out alone.
No, if I'm fucking there with my knife.
Will you get me a knife?
Yeah. A I big don't think one. That's gonna do the trick, but...
No, okay. No, I just want one.
Okay, yeah. I got a bigger one. God, yeah.
Yeah. What if he brings in a knife? I have mine.
I'll bring in a bigger one.
And then when we were walking back from Honeysuckle Provision, because I had a meeting. Ugh. But it actually went well. They complimented me. Some guy was like, smiled at us as like vibes.
That right? guy was, yeah.
He was wearing a Pikachu shirt. But we were kind of vibed out. I'm wearing my Totoro hat. And I have... my Gigi tattoo and my Tomie tattoo, and I have my Hello Kitty bag, which is Cinnamoroll, more Cinnamoroll, Riolu, and my cross of the evil eye on it that has been anointed by Satan.
Yeah, by Satan. Satan, Satan, Satan.
I think character in Macbeth that's S-E-Y-T-O-N, and we were like, so Miss Guggenheim, how is this pronounced? She was like, I think it's just Satan. And we were like, ah!
What was that, like AP?
No, it was honors in 10th grade. We did AP, you can only take as a junior or senior.
Da, 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 da.
Did you take AP?
No, but I tried to take honors my freshman year, and then I think, like, the teacher was like, no.
Were you? I mean, for
and
me...
And then I went to fucking an English language school. Yeah, English language school, bitch.
What? You went to school for English language?
Yeah.
I liking to go to school for English language. And it is making... for too many words and sentences and paragraphs.
Anyway...
So, you know, it's been kind of a good morning. You know, that morning after, so the day after when I was searching for my phone, I was walking through Outfest, which is Outfest, but better. Well, it's the new Outfest here in Philly. And this was when I had my Croc bag decked, and I got 3 compliments on it.
Thank God.
And I was like, okay, you know, lost the phone. Lost all my cards. Like, everything sucks. Like, I'm traumatized, but we still have the bag. The most important bag. But I do need your help because it looks like something, like, chewed on one of the handles. I need to cover it up with something, but I'm not sure what.
Mama, that thing went through it. Went through it.
Wait, I've been
how
through
did, it. I thought, how did you get your wallet back, but not the cards?
The wallet and my ID and one of the cards and the
AirTag.
The AirTag and my glasses and my keys were all in the purse still.
Oh, okay.
Up in Kensington.
How the fuck? Well.
Some people said they found it in the trash there, which, girl, I don't
even know. Yikes, mama. They said, this bag is worth it. I'm taking it out of the trash, right?
They did.
Thank God, too.
And, because not my glasses. I mean, we would have found that because the AirTag was there.
That's right. Guess who did that?
Annie.
Yeah. Even when I'm not
my little orphan.
My little Borpin.
I'm not gonna call you back. I'm gonna sit next to Borpo. That's another thing that could be ripe for, like, kind of, like, TikTok audios.
Yeah, 30 Rock.
You're probably the most high-maintenance bitch in Hollywood. Who is she? Who is more high-maintenance than me?
I'll kill her. Whatever she says.
Is that that stupid Laufey song?
I don't know.
Is that what you're singing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't do it.
Oh my God.
It's just, you are such a good musician, and then you're like, da ba dee ba do ba, ska ba dee ba
do. I was.
I'm a ska miss.
I'm familiar. Skibby da ba dee 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 ba
I was listening to Control recently, like all the way through again, with the interludes, and the interludes were really good. I was actually really impressed by how well they fit in and how much of a cohesive artistic statement the whole album was. I like forgotten how good it was, but also there's this one part in Drew Barrymore. Where she's like, harder not to make me treat you like this. She sings, like, very, like, a little weird and, like, very into it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember, like, people making fun of SZA because they're like, we can't understand what she says. But, like, she really does have this, like, style. Where it's, like, it's weird. And I like that she's, like, not just, like, very much SZA could have just been, like, the cool R&B girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she has... throughout her career pushed against that, you know, being boxed mm-hmm. into that, like, kind of, like, cool girl R&B, like, image, you know, like, I think she did even more on SOS, which I actually don't like as much, but it's, like, not because I think it's worse, it's just doesn't appeal to me as much right now, at least, mm-hmm. but, like, she did so many different genres. She does, like, she has, like, pop punk,
mm-hmm.
she does, like, kind of, like, almost, like, kind of, like, mystical shoegaze pop. I don't know. And, like, I just feel like it's very... It, like, it was interesting to, like, re-listen to Drew Barrymore, which is kind of, like, to me, like, is kind of just, like, a iconic pop song almost. Mm-hmm. And to be like, oh, this is actually weird. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like her work a lot. I mean, I listened to SOS a lot when it came out.
I think it's a great album, and I'm glad that the masses...
Is she independent yet, or...?
No, she's not. I don't know. Megan's independent now.
Tinashe
is independent now, thank God. I mean, it's just, like, a lot of people, the labels don't know what to do with them. And you can see this with TDE. They just don't know what to do with women. And they won't let women do what they want. That's like, because it happened with Dochi. Like, what it is, they really don't want her to do rap. And, like, you've heard that Nissan Altima, right?
I think so.
It's, like, incredible. And, like, on the album, she, like, Alligator Bites Never Heal, which I think is really, really good. Like, I think she's really talented. Mm-hmm. I think she has it. Like, in that song, she's like, I'm the new hip-hop Madonna, I'm the trap Grace Jones. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, she implies that, like, TDE, the same label that SZA is on, did not want her to rap. They wanted her to do more pop music, probably to recreate What It Is, which is not a bad song, but, like, it's, like, whatever. And TDE has also been awful. Like, I really didn't think we were ever going to get a second SZA album mm-hmm. because Control kept charting, and the songs from it, because her fan, like, because everyone wanted more, like, and, right. like, they just would not, like, it, like, she was like, I, like, kept saying, I want to release new music, but they won't let me, and it's just, I think that now that she's, like, that they know that Control is not a one-off, that, like, SZA is bigger than TDE. I mean, like, a lot of times, like, most times labels are, like, have more power than the artist, but if you're a superstar, you get to, like, you can make more power for yourself, mm-hmm. you know? Like, because SZA could go anywhere and do anything. Like...
Does she have a contract?
I don't know what her situation is. I don't know if she wants to leave her contract or not. I would want to leave it, but, like... But it's also, like... Like, she's... Like, there's also advantages. Like, it's the same label that Kendrick is on.
Mm.
And, like, honestly, if you think about someone who is both, like, kind of, like, critically and popularly, like, in a similar position, I would say that Kendrick and yeah. SZA both have that kind of, like... They have a chokehold on the zeitgeist. Which I think is appropriate. Like, both, like... They produce, like, popular stuff that is also high quality, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that I love all of it, but... Sorry, I've just been yapping.
No, you're good.
You're bored of me.
I'm not bored of you, mama.
She hates me.
Oh, my fuck.
What should we talk about?
Oh, my lanta.
Well, you're bored of whatever I'm talking about.
I'm not bored.
Well, would you sign to a record label?
I'm listening. I don't know, probably. I ain't got no money.
Yeah, I would sign to a record label too, but just for the connections, and I would just... what I would do is, I would sign as a record, I would sign as an independent artist. I would
get an advance, and then I would get points off the back end, and I would sign for, like, 2 records.
That's a good idea. But we should, actually, we should sign as a group so that we can do individual stuff and just be, like, our own, like... Mm-hmm. Because, like, I would actually like to be attached to a label so that they can... Because, like, there's something... I would want to work with a lot of, like, very popular people. But, like, someone who I would love to work with is, like, Nicki Minaj. I would love... I don't have a lot of musical acumen. Well, I do. I want to play with Nicki. But not play. Like, just... I want to play around in the studio. Right. But, like, I think that she like... I don't know. I don't, like, based on for her most recent albums, I think Nicki needs someone to executive produce the album with her and to be very, very critical. Like, I don't know.
Who produced?
I don't know who EP'd Pink Friday 2. Let's look it up. Pink, but like, if I were a famous, powerful producer, I could
mm-hmm.
like work with her. Who is the executive producer? Is there just none? It doesn't say on here, it just says producer.
Phineas,
Dr. Luke.
No, mama,
he's everywhere.
He needs to be murdered. Bobby Luke.
Bobby Christina.
Bobby Christina Lutina.
Maybe if I look in the person...
Anyway, I kept having this dream last night where I kept falling back asleep into the same dream.
That's scary.
And one of them was me, you, and Andrew were having, like, a artist retreat thing where we were, like, sharing writing and music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were, like, walking to, like, what was kind of like a mixture of, like, Venice and Manayunk and, like, Renaissance era.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to meet you, and then I teleported back into the building we were in before.
Uh-oh.
And there was this old man having a voice lesson, and I was like, I gotta go. And they were like, why are you here? And I was like, I don't know, I just got teleported here.
Oh, that's weird. I still can't figure out who the executive producer is. But I just don't think there is one.
And then later I was like... I don't know, we were, like, in that world of, like, there was a castle, and we had our own, like, school in there, and then, I don't know, I was being, like, you know, like, sort of led around or whatever, like a apprentice or something. But here's the thing, like, I do, like, want to be, like, not like, soft-domed or whatever. But here's the thing, you know what I don't want? I don't want someone to dom me into doing physical labor for them. You know what I mean? I want to be, like, taken care of.
I get that.
Like, this is the difference, you know? The one is, like, well, I'm gonna, you know, ask you to do all this stuff, and I'm like, well, that sucks. And then one is like, well, I'm gonna, like, you know, make sure that you have what you need and take care of you.
You know? I still can't figure out who the... I'm getting, like, 15 different things.
Right. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of...
There's no executive producer.
Right.
Nicki Minaj, please let me get to produce your next album. I'll do whatever you want up until we get to the editing part. You record all the songs you want, you decide the vision, and we'll just help you execute it.
Sounds like a reasonable request.
But she would never do that. And why would she? What experience do I have? I would just like to, like... Because I feel like... Like, even, like, because Pink Friday 2, like, ostensibly, the idea is to recreate the feeling of Pink Friday originally, but I just, like, don't know if she did that. Like, I just think it was the, like, I think an album should be a concept, even if the concept is very loose, you know? I don't know. There's just not a lot of people who can do, like, I mean, maybe Nicki Minaj is one of those people who can do hit after hit. But, like, it's, like, I don't know. When was the last time you listened to an album that didn't have, like, a cohesive thesis that was, like, just perfect, though? Like, it just... It didn't need a thesis to be a perfect album. It could just be good song, good song, good song.
I know. I hear you.
What?
I know. I understand.
And, like, even songs that, like, Four, which I think is that kind of album.
Yeah, that's true.
But the kind of theme is her going back to her R&B roots, mm-hmm. you know? So... Do you want to go back and tie?
Well, what's your tea for work?
I finished my meeting. I have some stuff to do, but not that much.
Should we pause?
Yeah, let's pause.